Russian.
Oh, English, please.
English, my English is so poor.
My Russian is much worse. This is talking with Alexander Salomonovich on 17 August 1981 at the IRSI meeting in Washington, D.C. Can you first tell me what your academic background was, what training you had, and then when you first came into contact with radio astronomy?
It's difficult to explain, but here in our history is oldest talk about. It was perhaps in 1948, after the our Professor Haiken returned from the Brazil expedition,
right,
and changed all our program in department.
Before. What was the name of the department?
No, it was a small group in laboratory of, I don't know what it is better to say in English, oscillation or vibration. In Russian, at a laboratory колебаний.
Electronic oscillators?
No, it is laboratory of vibration. I suppose it is close as a Massachusetts Institute laboratory of vibration. Also, its name. Yeah. It was radiophysics.
Okay, radiophysics.
But
right.
in broad sense.
Right.
Not only there's acoustics and mechanical and radio. And especially Professor Haiken, it was our business before the war. It was idea by academician Mandelstam,
right,
to use the radio physics method for investigating different physical processes. For instance, process of dry friction, changing the from the melting process and another from in liquids and so on. And my bachelor work was using the quartz oscillation. And using the high sensitivity for the if, for instance, the surface of quartz is in contact with liquid, then the Q is lower.
Yes,
because of dissipation. And the question is, what will happen if the oscillation is in such a situation when the surface of piezo quartz in contact with solid?
I see.
Samples.
So
it was not trivial because the amplitude of vibration is very small.
Right,
it was
right.
10 minus 6 and 10 right. minus 7.
So
yes, it was maybe as a friction, it was a Q must be lowered, and maybe it was as a reactive and it was a self frequency of this quartz as oscillator
right.
must be shifted.
Right.
If it is as a spring,
right.
it was
right.
so more. If it is only as a load, it must be shifted to the
right.
lower
so you, side. So you were using radio techniques then for many different physical problems.
Yes, and another people work also.
Right.
For instance, it was a very interesting process, and the self-oscillation in dry friction jerks friction. It was another people in our edit. Was the group by Haikin.
Right, and this is the late 1940s you're talking about?
It was, the beginning was before the war.
Right, but for you, when was it?
Me and Haikin group in laboratory of vibration in university, it was before the war.
So even you worked before the war on these kind of things also,
as a graduated student.
Right, but now, when did you first come into contact with radio astronomy?
Well, when the Haikin returned from the prison, he changed investigations which was in his group, and some people must. My doctor degree was on the old branch,
right.
And he told me, "You have 1 year before you finished your investigation and your doctor thesis, and then you must go to Crimea as a chief of expedition and continue to work in radio, begin to work." And some people, Dr. Kaidanovsky and another people, was moved.
Right.
Moved, but turned.
Something entirely different, except it used radio techniques.
Yes.
But otherwise it was entirely different.
Because it was sufficient that we all were some experience in radio techniques, in receivers, and so on.
Right.
It was all the group. It was the beginning of our radio astronomy. Here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is.
But now, what was the first project that you worked on in radio astronomy?
Practically, we built up the radio telescopes, different kinds. It is also in this paper. Reconstruct this German radio
Würzburg.
Würzburg, and another multi-dipoles antenna for meter wavelengths.
Right.
Developed the radiometers and so on.
Did you live in the Crimea when you for several years?
Yes. It was expedition. We worked not with family. Family was in Moscow.
And so how long did you stay down there? And then, I mean, were you down there for months at a time and then came back? Or
about a year and something in the summer. My wife go to the Crimea and returned, and children was in Moscow. It was not very good,
no.
Radio astronomy is always such a way without station, because in Moscow it is very difficult to work.
That's another question. What were the primary reasons to go to the Crimea?
Primary reasons was that in Crimea, it was all in paper. You don't read the paper.
I've read it.
The first reason was that Papaleksi, before this changing of program in 1947 or 8, he organized some two points for the radio interferometry measurements between Simeiz and Alushta.
Yes.
It was very very good for the observations, and there were some finished
sites.
Houses. And it was at first that it was south for the the cosmic. It is more southern as in Moscow. The weather is better, and it was the another. And that times the first type of interferometer will see interferometer.
That's right.
Because there was mountain.
Yes.
One telescope, and especially for meter wavelengths, it was installed on the mountain. And it was as a Lloyd mirror,
right.
I understand.
Which was being used in Australia at that time, yeah.
Australia, yes, and only later, when it was developed to the sun observation and another from Dr. Witkiewicz, began this observation
in Taurus.
It was necessary to have two antennas and
right.
different base distance and so on. It was not so critical to have in Crimea, but the south position it was very.
Right. And the weather, of course, is a big
weather,
right.
of course. But not good. It was many space, many distance, because the shore it was.
And bad roads. And
when it was organized, another observation place, for instance, for cross, or instance, Lebedev cross, it was no place in Crimea. It was at first, and second, it was closer to Moscow, closer to living, for living condition and for industry, from the cooperation between different, and our radio astronomic department was moved from the Crimea,
right.
returned to the Moscow, but of course not in town, near it.
Right.
We searched different place. It was not so simple because it was necessary to have many interference, not many interference,
right.
Yes, and flat and free soil it must be,
right.
because all the, it was a complicated story. At first we want to organize our station in near the Pakhra, it was nearer to Moscow, it was quiet site, but it was also not many place, not many
buildings.
Yes, and at the finish it was the place on the near the Serpukhov on the Oka River.
That was
the Pushina.
Right, that was further away than you really wanted to go, but
yes,
you had to. You know.
It was not very convenient. It was about more than 100 kilometers, and road it was not very good in that time.
Right, right.
Yes, it was.
That was chosen what year? 56, 57, the Pushina?
Pushina, it was in 1956.
56, right.
It was decision, it
right.
was the permission for the occupied
right.
and building up all that, it documented.
Right, and there was no kind of scientific work going on there before you arrived.
It was myself was the first
yeah.
who organized. It was installed the 22-meter
right.
radio telescope.
But
in the same time, it was beginning to planning and designing the cross section.
Right,
and in this time, Professor Haiken. He changed his place of activity from the Lebedev to Pulkovo,
right.
and instead of Haiken, it was became the chief of our laboratory, Professor Vitkevich.
Right.
Yes. And
but
all both we, I was the vice. Vice chief of our department.
The old man, huh?
Yes.
There was no other. When you found this site at Pushina, there was
yes.
nothing going on there. I mean, there was no other research of any kind.
No.
Right, so
there,
you started it.
No. There is the. In this, it was not so simple. It was the place which was elected for the Academy of Science, for the biologist.
Oh, I see.
Institution, different.
I see.
But in this time, when our first radio telescope was close to finished on the industry, on the factories, it must be concrete to building up and so on. We
right.
have no other place, and in this time, for biological institute, the place was permitted to, but he has no money, he has no finished designing and so on. And the Academy of Science said, so at first you stay the radio astronomy station, and all this building up organization, all the people which build up
the
build up our radio telescopes, and it is economically better, and the building, the living house for the workers and so on, it will be the same. And later, in the next years, they continue to operate, and in this time, the most part of all, it is a town, the scientific
today,
town,
with
many, and
right. Well, I saw that when I was
all
there.
Yes, all the people don't understand why in his biological center is the radio astronomy.
Right. But it was there first. Right.
Yeah, because the young people, they understand why it is here. Right. But it was first scientific.
Okay. Now, I didn't... You said that Papalecki set up an interferometer.
Papalecki
set up an interferometer.
Not for radio astronomy.
That's what I was going to ask you. What was it for?
Geodesy. Okay. Yes. It was a measurement of the distance for the navigation before the war. It was one of the direction of his. He was chief of our.
I see. What was he using to look at? Was he looking at a transmitter on a ship or something, or
different kind? It was receiver and transmitter, one on the shore, for instance, and another on the ship. And ship moved, and phase measurement. It was another group in our laboratory which continued this branch, but later it was stopped. Papalecki died. Another, it was the Dr. Melikian. Melikian, he was the last who continued this.
The geodesy work, I see. Well, let's look at your specific radio astronomy papers. You have one paper on, a review paper on ferrites in radio astronomy. Yes. Did you develop ferrite receivers at that time?
Yes, it was such a situation. It was published the first in Bell System, I suppose, journal. At first, about ferrite, mm-hmm. ferrite in microwave.
Right.
And my student, my postgraduate student, now Professor Karlov.
Yes.
Nikolai Karlov, who is one of the major active scientists. He was my
student,
and postgraduate student. Yes. I, together with him, decided to use this ferrite to make it in. It was possible to organize and use as a modulator and mm-hmm. polarimeter, mm-hmm. especially in radio astronomy.
Right.
It was a 3 centimeter wavelength at first. It was published in this. It was one of
In Radio Technique,
yes, it was.
But then, I guess most of your work in the period of the mid-50s was on the Big Dish, the design. Did you work on the design of the Big Dish, or was it the installation?
Yes. I was responsible of the designing and of the building up of this 22 meter. We worked together with my friend, Dr. Kalachov, who was not a doctor in this time. He was a constructor, an engineer.
I met him in your office, you may remember. I met Kalachov in your office.
Yes, he was invited. He was invited by Professor Haiken in 1948, when it was necessary to reconstruct the Wurzburg and the first mm-hmm. our telescope. He was as a specialist in aviation construction.
Right.
He was one of pioneer on this Zeppelin, you know?
The airships, the dirigibles, right. Right.
But after the war, it mm-hmm. was free of his specialty, but he is very talented as a mm-hmm. constructor. And he constructed and designed and organized the production of our first telescopes. And when we decided to moving to the short wavelengths, and it was decided to build up the first dish, more than 10, 15, right. At first it was 16 meters,
yes.
The first version. And later we decided to more dimension. I was responsible for the scientific, he was on the
engineering,
metal
right.
part, yes.
Right.
But all
I
the
see.
Receivers and so on, it was type of measurements and it was... But during the process, of, it was some years, about 1953 till 1959 when it finished, we developed the 8 millimeters diapason, and it was development, some investigation about the module, these radiometers, and the first sun observation, an eclipse sun observation, and 8 millimeters. We
using what dish?
Small 2 meter.
2 meter dish.
Dish. It was the expedition on Ukraine together with Professor Troitsky, who with his group measured on different many wavelengths. I don't remember.
Was this the one to China?
No. It was in Ukraine. It was
in the Ukraine.
1954.
54. Okay.
But published, it was.
Here I have it. Yeah. Published in 58.
Yes.
With Parisky and.
Parisky was also my student.
I see.
Also, he was his bachelor work. Observation on in 8 millimeter wavelength.
Right.
And after them, it was a small radio telescope, equatorial.
Right.
It was the picture of.
Right.
After this eclipse observation, we installed it near the Moscow, not in Pushchino, in Institute of Terrestrial Magnetism. There was a mm-hmm. place. And continued sun observation at 8 millimeters, and then moon observation.
I see.
The first moon observation.
Salute.
In 8 millimeters special. It was carried out on this small.
Right.
And
but
only from the 1959 it was at first on the
with the RT-22 beginning then. But let me ask, what was the